on the road. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden now the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee after last night's primary wins in Milwaukee, Wisconsin today, announcing plans to rebuild parts of the city's infrastructure.
My predecessor's ally and his allies in Congress, including your Senator Ron Johnson, who voted, he voted against the infrastructure law that funds this project.
Tomorrow, the president heads to Michigan as the White House says he ramps up his reelection campaign. Meanwhile, a new Fox poll shows former President Trump may be turning it around in two states he lost in 2020.
Former President Trump is now up in both Arizona and Pennsylvania, according to the new survey. He has a narrow 49-47% advantage in Pennsylvania over President Biden, while holding a 49-45% lead in Arizona. Both states' voters say the economy is the top issue, and say the former president is better on that by greater than a 10-point margin. But perhaps good news for the president is that in both states, a higher number of voters, 45%, say their family finances are holding steady. Still, 40% in Arizona and 41% in Pennsylvania say they're falling behind.
Fox's Kernell Scott. The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump has dismissed some of the charges against him and others, but the judge left in place other counts, including 10 against Trump. The White House says President Biden will sign a bill banning TikTok in the U.S. if it passes the Senate.
We welcome the step in ongoing efforts to address the threat posed by certain technology services operating in the United States that put at risk Americans' personal information.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The NTSB has informed a congressional committee Boeing can't figure out who fixed the door plug that will later blow out on an Alaskan Airlines flight over Oregon.
A letter from the NTSB to the Senate's Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation says they still don't know who performed the work to open, reinstall, and close the door plug on the 737 MAX 9 aircraft, which blew out while Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 was flying over Oregon earlier this year. Boeing has informed them they are unable to find records documenting this work, and were also informed that security camera footage to help get this information has been overwritten at this point. Work on the aircraft was done last September at Boeing's Renton, Washington facility. Boeing officials have admitted in their own letter to the committee that they cannot find records relating to this maintenance work. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A CDC team is heading for Chicago after seven people living at a Chicago migrant shelter tested positive for measles since last week. Measles is a contagious virus still common in many countries outside the U.S. The CDC says cases in the U.S. originate from international travelers, most often Americans who have not been vaccinated. Hundreds of struggling discount stores are closing.
Dollar Tree says it plans to close approximately 600 underperforming Family Dollar stores in the first half of this year. An additional 370 Family Dollar locations will be closed as the store leases expire. The company acquired the Family Dollar locations in 2015. Dollar Tree sales were up more than 6% in the recent quarter, while Family Dollar sales declined by 1%. Chief Financial Officer Jeff Davis says the company overall continues to execute at a high level. Dollar Tree opened 219 new stores in the recent quarter, 641 in the full year.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.